Well, let me give you first a couple of facts on forests and climate change. We know that forests store large amounts of carbon in trees, in the understory, and in soils. And in total, it's about 1.2 trillion tons of carbon that they store. We also know that deforestation and forest degradation account for an estimated 11% of greenhouse gas emissions. And at the same time, forests are very important because they stabilize soils, they stabilize the climate, they regulate water flows, and they contribute to the livelihoods and food security of many people in the world. So forests and climate change are very closely linked. On the one hand, the changes in climate already affect forests. They stress forests because of higher temperatures and extreme weather events. On the other hand, forests and the wood they produce store the carbon dioxide, and therefore they play a major role in mitigating climate change. Globally, forests are declining still, and mainly to make room for agriculture, and they're also being degraded. And therefore, we think that sustainable forest management and sustainable agricultural management is helping to tackle climate change and has a very important role to play.
What were the key outcomes of the Paris Agreement last year regarding the role of forests, and why were those outcomes significant?
The Paris Agreement was unprecedented because 195 countries endorsed this historic, legally binding agreement of the Climate Change Convention. And so they really demonstrated a very strong global commitment to reduce the effects of climate change. In the Paris Agreement, there is an article specifically dedicated to forests that recognizes the central role of forests in achieving the goal of keeping temperature increases well below 2 degrees, mainly through the reduction of emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, called RED Plus in short. In addition, this article also recognizes the potential of forests for climate change adaptation. And finally, the Paris Agreement recognizes the so-called non-carbon benefits of forests. That means basically all the contributions forests make to people's livelihoods. And I would say that overall, this Paris Agreement has given a new impetus to efforts to improve forest management and reduce forest loss specifically.
Was progress made by countries over the past year?
Well, during the past year, we have seen unprecedented commitment by countries to implement the agreement they reached in Paris. To give you an example, in early October of this year, 74 countries had already ratified the agreement, and they represent almost 60% of global greenhouse gas emissions. And in fact, last Friday, the agreement officially came into force. And in addition to that, most countries have already submitted the so-called intended nationally determined contributions, basically committing themselves to making specific contributions to combat climate change. And a large number of those countries, around 120 or so, have included actions related to forests. And this includes actions for mitigation as well as for adaptation. And finally, progress has also been made on the side of financing, because through the Green Climate Fund and other financing mechanisms, funding is being increasingly made available to help countries implement the agreement. Now, in more concrete terms, many countries who we are working with to reduce emissions from forest degradation and deforestation have made quite a lot of progress. They have developed national RED Plus strategies and action plans. They have developed monitoring systems, and they also have established their reference emission levels. And parallel to this, they have done work on improving forest tenure, governance in general. They have strengthened their own capacities and so on. So overall, at a global level, a lot of progress has been made since this agreement was achieved last year.
So how are the discussions expected to progress this year or move forward this year?
Well, now that the agreement is in place and it has come into force, there's still many details to be clarified on how to implement it, and especially also how to monitor progress and the achievements. This week, the Conference of Parties, or COP22 in short, has started in Morocco, and the countries will be certainly discussing these issues in more detail. It is also expected that many countries and stakeholder groups will announce new initiatives. It is also clear that more financial resources will be needed, and there are expectations for increased financial commitments.